Blog Talk Radio.
On air.
Welcome to the Jesus Show. Great love to everybody. Thanks for jumping on. Everybody all around the world and those who joining me over here on Facebook, man, great compassion to everybody. Shout out to 2.6 billion children of the world and all my brothers and my sisters locked down. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody, thank you again for jumping on. One love to the O&E Dynasty family, Brother Hooney, Brother O, Cherry Petito, Angela, Brother Bessie, and everybody, Antonia, everybody, y'all say thank you for your love and your support. I just want to say that before I get started. Thank you for your love and your support. Those who have a ear to hear, those who have been listening to me on O&E for about 2 years now, right, Brother Lo, a little bit over 2 years with O&E Dynasty, and especially those joining me on Facebook who have walked with me for about 4 years till today. Thank you so much. Your time is truly, truly cherished. Shall you have a open mind and an open heart? Shall this be for you? Shall you be able to receive what I say within your heart? Shall it be for you? So again, shout out to everybody who is new to me on Facebook. I am merging another platform together with over 2.5 million people airing live out of Lagos, Nigeria, excuse me, sponsored by O&E. Bear with me. I'm sorry. Airing live now from Lagos. Please dial in 516-453-9133. That's again, area code 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Peace to everybody jumping on, man. So today, well, Facebook is pretty familiar with me speaking about this great awakening. And this great awakening is for everybody. This great awakening is just not for those who have become more aware and enlightening. And when I say that, I'm speaking about people who on the planet, all over, no matter what language they speak, even though someone may not seem to be enlightened or awakened to what has been unknown to the physical world, these people are still a part of the great global awakening. So I'm going to go a little bit deep today on O&E. I'm going to go deep into metaphysics. Metaphysics is simply the unknown. And let me tell you something. I'm going to speak for the world. I'm going to speak for the world the same way many others are on this planet right now, speaking for the world to light someone's mantle who has their heart open to have their mantle lit, excuse me, if you will. Like many others, even when I was known in the church, I still am a Christian because I'm Christ-like being. You see what I'm saying? But I want to speak for people who may not have a voice. I want to speak for people who do have a voice. I speak for children. See, I speak into everyone with no right or no wrong. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing that. I'm speaking to everybody. 40-plus languages across the world, I'm speaking to you from my heart. The heart don't have no right or wrong. No, it don't. Because how can it be anything right or wrong in the world that's full of belief systems? You see what I'm saying? How can it be anything right or wrong with four super religions on the surface for the most imaginable, immaculate source in existence called God? For this particular entity to the super religions on the planet. See, religion ain't no right or wrong. Mind you, I'm not talking to you with right or wrong. So if you're on here and you got a right or wrong mind, I'm not knocking you. I'm just talking. And I'm talking from my heart, okay? I'm talking for a generation that didn't even come into breath yet, honey. I'm talking for the next 2 point such and such million years on this planet, honey. When I tell you my voice rests into the vortex, into the templates of this planet, honey. So, as I was saying, we have four super religions and many, many what's called covenants across the planet. Well, due to these four super religions, particularly Christianity, which came out of the Catholic Church, first of all, into what's called black people, your ass couldn't even have a church. So too bad that you be acting funny towards your own family members, because now you all in the church, because at the time you ain't even have a goddamn church. First of all, you weren't allowed to have a church here in North America to what's called the African-American family, to what's called the black community, to what's called black people. And I'm saying this to people who are connected to the church. I'm not talking for right or wrong. I'm not talking for right or wrong, but see, there's been a problem because not all too many people who in the church too busy telling us what's right and wrong, and something don't sit right because that ain't how God speaks to our heart. Something is wrong with that picture. Something is wrong with that picture. You see what I'm saying? Again, I ain't talking to you from right or wrong. I'm not talking to you from right or wrong, but what I will say, even though it may sound complex, what is in balance, excuse me, with that picture is most people, not all, but too many people who connected to religion. I ain't say connected to God. God ain't got nothing to do with religion, honey. Do it look like God needed a church? Do it look like God needed help? Do it even look like God, you know what I'm saying, needed somebody to stand on a pulpit and still not get you to the light? Well, that's what I come to talk about, a light. A light that's represented in the Bible called the Spirit that we seem to have skipped around here. It ain't too many pastors in North America that want to run their mouth on the pulpit talking about the Spirit that's an installation inside of every motherfucking human body, if you will. We were not born forsaken, honey. God is powerful, right, to the Christian family, to the Catholic family, to all of the other supernatural religions, excuse me, super religions, excuse me, with those who attend to them. I ain't saying it was no right or wrong. I'm talking about the imbalance in the people. See, when it comes to the Creator, when it comes to God, I'm going to use that word because that's a word now that's just known on the planet. You see what I'm saying? When it comes to God, even in the Bible, with you Bible reading motherfuckers, the Bible speaks of, don't ask me what scripture, go read it. Maybe you skipped it. The Bible speaks of this so-called God saying, how can you believe in me which you cannot see? But you don't believe in what come from me that's standing right in front of you, as I paraphrase. You'll notice how our people, honey, will praise God, especially when they in trouble, but will not hear none of us, and we not even bringing nothing of destruction to them. You see what I'm saying? Nothing that will put a person down, put our family down to them. You see what I'm saying? That's a fucking problem on that planet. That right there that brought division to a people. And I come to speak for the grand global universal awakening because everybody on this planet is supposed to hold hands, honey. Everybody. Every soul on this planet is supposed to hold motherfucking hands, okay? But you see, someone who in the Hinduism wouldn't even fuck with nobody who a Catholic. You see what I'm saying? Somebody who in the Christianity, people, they wouldn't even fuck with nobody who in the Judaism. That's a fucking problem. That's a problem on this planet. That brain division, that ain't got nothing to do with the Creator. Come on now. And then, by the way, speaking of this awakening, my people, you know my favorite line over here on O&E, my people, yeah, my people is everybody on the planet. I ain't got no color for you, motherfuckers, because the soul ain't got no color, bitch. Are you kidding me? You want to speak about God and the Creator? Ain't no color in that. No, it's not. That's a belief system. That's a sickness right there, unfortunately, in America and around the world. I'm lit tonight. I almost don't know where to start. This world is changing in a way that is beyond human comprehension. in this world is also getting back to very ancient ways that is beneficial for us. Let me point some things out as far as this awakening. Awakening means that it's actually already inside of you. I talk about the soul. The past ain't talking about the soul. The fucking schools ain't talking about the soul. That's the most vital substance inside of the human body. Don't you got a problem with that? As far as those who are in touch with the soul. Everything was built in this world, in America, to keep us from that. Now that we are waking up to it, we are awakening to that, it's another part of the world that ain't get there yet. You see what I'm saying? Didn't get there yet. And that's a part of the world that's going to tell you you crazy because you're speaking about something that's just not known to that individual. That'll make us motherfucking crazy. And for a person to say that you crazy is really ignorant because that's not saying anything. This world is changing. It's coming out of our ass, man. And keep your eye on the prize. When I talk about changing, I'm talking about the unknown inside of us. I talk about the soul inside of us. I'm talking about a higher intelligence that would blow your goddamn mind. That would almost be, why would it be unbelievable? Because of what we have already believed in and will not let go. It was a time when I wasn't ready to let go. I didn't understand it. I was nervous. I was still ignorant. I was still in this repetitive mental side of what I had already picked up from the earth. Yo, let me tell you something, man. Just because you ain't never heard it before, that don't mean it don't exist on earth. You got to be fucking kidding me, especially anybody who call on a God that you can't see. But when you meet people like Jesus that can tell you, I know many of gods. I can see many of worlds. We come from many of different constellations. Just because it wasn't taught in this goddamn school system don't mean that it don't exist, because how can you back up the soul? See, that's about educating yourself, but let me tell you something. I'm coming from some high places, honey. To those who are awakening and for those who ain't coming to their awakening, things that I'm saying, honey, you cannot Google and find it in the book, honey. Our civilization is breaking free from someone telling us what to do. That's the problem in this world. It ain't the devil, motherfucker. It ain't what you called on Jesus for your blessings and shit. What about our souls? Who talking about the soul? You don't want to question that? You heard of the soul. You know that you do have a soul, but it stops right there. This is what we're breaking through. This world is changing beyond human comprehension. What do you mean, Jesus, beyond human comprehension? Because you got a brain inside of you, honey. Let me give another example of what I'm talking about, of a new world. Women don't need no goddamn sonogram to know what sex she having. I said it before. I'm going to say it again. We know a man dick size, and we know how a man dick feel, but you don't know the sex that's lying in your stomach. You got to go to a motherfucking machine to tell you what come from God. Something funny about that. Why the pastors ain't talking about this? That's a problem. How the fuck we having sex? You know a man dick size, but you don't know the sex that's growing in your body? Oh, no, boo-boo. Let me correct you the same way I had to correct my motherfucking self in the mirror. It's something knocking on inside of you, honey, and that's the God that everybody calling on in the motherfucking in the sky that they cannot see. You can know what baby you have. And this is why people dream of the babies that they going to have before the woman even get pregnant. Sometimes the man dream of the child. The woman dream of the child, honey. Let me give you something else. Got us fucked up around here to keep us stressed out. When somebody leave this world, I know it be sudden. We ain't all of us. We don't always know Nana gonna go. 9 times out of 10, when somebody elderly, you know, and they already having coexistence problems, you know, they in the hospital and going back and forth. We be knowing they gonna get out of here. But let me tell you something. Every human on this planet got a soul inside of them. You can know when you gonna leave this earth. And hold on, because of our belief systems. Motherfuckers who born and die transition the same day, they was only meant to be on the planet for 2 hours after breath, 6 hours after breath. Some souls come into the earth to raise the vibration. Sometimes a soul is born and go just to bring the family together because something needs to get your attention, huh? You, every soul on this earth can know your day to leave the planet. That is not disclosed from nobody. Why the fuck would it be? Especially when you're calling on something called the God. Don't give me that bullshit. Don't question God. Bitch, fine. You know how to pray when you in trouble. Oh, I thought so. You get to questioning them, motherfucker. Don't start that shit. And then that's the catch, too. Why the fuck? Some of us already know that the Bible is a very powerful book, but it's been filtered by mankind. I wonder why. You don't question this shit in the Bible? We didn't even say I'm a jealous God. Bitch, why? How the fuck you gonna pray to what say is jealous? Now, that's funny right there. But see, come on now. Even the Bible told you to use your spirit, bitch. To use your spirit. To read that book. And don't look at me funny because I said the word bitch. So it's just a word. That's the problem too. Just want to have something to complain about. That come from your operational mind fuck. From the way of the world so that you can't get to the nitty motherfucking gritty. That's another mental side too. Because somebody uses certain words that you don't want to use, and you want to use that as an excuse to not be confronted, to not be addressed, to not get these jewels. We ain't slick. Especially people who know what's called cursing, bitch. It's called cursing. That don't mean that it is a curse, especially to you Christians. The God that you pray to, the God ain't say nothing in the Bible about saying the word motherfucker, bitch, nothing. It just said don't cuss God by the damned. That means evil, my nigga. That's it, bitch. God ain't say don't slap the shit out of you for being fucking stupid. You crazy? God ain't say be no bitch either. You see what I'm saying? God ain't say don't stand up for me either. Quiet as cat. Take it or leave it. So anyway, I'm speaking of a little bit of examples, like a woman. No, a man dick size, but you got to go get to a motherfucking machine, bitch. That's a machine to tell you what sex you are. That's a machine. That ain't even a goddamn human. It's a computer, and that's good enough. That's why sometimes it don't even come out. They done told you you have the boy fuck around, give birth to a girl. Honey, bye. I also mentioned that. As far as this global grand awakening, I also mentioned that every soul on this earth got a soul contract. It was already written. Please, honey. You can know when you leaving this earth unless you alter your shit. And then you can know why the fuck you on the planet so that you don't alter your shit. Quiet as cat. I know a little boy. His name is Solomon, honey. In this world, on this earth, his name is Solomon. This soul don't stay on no world, no earth, nowhere, even here, no longer than 10 earth years. His name is Solomon. What to the church family, what you call God, God created this particular soul that traveled through the motherfucking universe, and he come to each world for only 10 earth years. He don't never live for 20 years. He don't live for 50 years. He don't live for 80 years in another world. He don't never live that long. Only to his soul is designed to incarnate to all worlds, all realms, for only 10 earth years, okay? Motherfuckers who leave the planet at 8, bitch. It was written out for them to leave at 8, motherfucker. A lot of souls, honey, they only scheduled to come to Earth for 26 years. Auntie gonna leave here at 37 years old because her soul is on schedule to go to another motherfucking location. I'm talking about the soul. I'm talking about what ain't talked about on this planet. I'm talking about what's been hidden, what's been quiet, what's been foreign, even to me. But my soul is on fire. It's awakening. I'm sitting in flesh and blood on a whole motherfucking planet, and I ain't going to talk about the substance in us and the people that was oppressed, that was suppressed from the righteousness within themselves. Fuck that. I want to talk about what's new on this planet. You a new you. Just like all of the women, all of the men, you got a new heart inside of you. To anybody that got a broken heart, I'm telling you, check your heart, honey. Check your heart. It's a new heart inside of you. They ain't telling you that at the church. They ain't telling you that in your home. Your mama don't say it when she call and ask you for every motherfucking thing. Your own goddamn lovers ain't telling you. It's a new heart inside of you, baby. Your own motherfucking lovers don't even uplift your ass. It keeps you going. Your fucking lovers, your goddamn friends, motherfucker, all these eye shade niggas. It's a new heart inside of you. It's a new system inside of you. The new under the motherfucking sun. Keep your eye on the prize, man. To humanity who have come into their awakening, their enlightenment, what have been unknown, which you can't always motherfucking Google and read a book on. Bitch, we ain't that dumb as a motherfucking people, especially if we came from what you call God. Get no book, can't no teacher make us walk upright on the planet, bitch. It's a system inside of you that is beyond any motherfucking surgeon, bitch. I know women and men on this planet that can bring your body back from the dead without what the fuck you call a surgeon. Fuck you saying? Now, many of you done heard some of that history. You done heard about what's called the natives. You done heard about what's called the Indians. You done heard about them over there in fucking China. The medicines that they use, holistic, to keep your ass alive. Another thing going, honey. Well, talk about people dying too young, right? Look, motherfucker, we dying young because we don't educate ourselves. These motherfuckers sit in the church. We send our babies to fucking to a five-day ritual every day. And ain't nobody educated. Not enough people are educating themselves on the whole motherfucking human body. You mean to tell me you got a problem with fucking Washington? What, nigga, is fucking president? And you don't even pay your goddamn self. You niggas almost forget why the fuck you're alive. You're so busy looking for a fucking savior, bitching about Biden, bitching about Trump, bitch by Washington been a goddamn circus, and you a circus fool for paying them any mind. Bitch, you the God didn't bring you into a fucking human body for you to depend on anybody in flesh and blood. Like God gonna leave you hanging like that when you ain't got no motherfucking wisdom. You ain't got no imagination. Come on, man. People talk about wake up. Bitch, wake up to your own fucking thinking. This world done pumped enough goddamn fear in us, man. To the point some people don't want to change. I ain't saying you got to. I'm talking to people who look at your ass funny like you fucking crazy and know goddamn well you know what it is. Y'all done, many of you done heard this. You interrupting they motherfucking demons, honey. Now, people who call the people who are enlightened and awake and crazy, honey, no. They still trembling on the inside, honey. Ain't nothing crazy about you. And again, what the fuck is that saying? That ignorant right there, what the fuck crazy mean? Bitch, crazy mean a lot of things. Quiet as cat. If you want to jump into belief systems, motherfuckers only say you crazy. Girl, by when I tell people I heal people from cancer, heal people's nervous system, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I work with women who have hysterectomies. That means they took that woman's womb. I make women feel babies again in their goddamn belly. I work with pregnant women. They want to tell pregnant women to take all this shit, do all this shit to stop sickness, morning sickness. Bitch, I put women inside of water with flowers and stop morning sickness, baby. I got the motherfucking cure. Where did it come from? It ain't come from Google, bitch. It came from within, like God gonna leave me fucking hanging for me not to incarnate into the earth and work my greatest fucking potential that I can reach in my flesh and blood on this planet, just like millions of other people. Please. You notice I ain't making fun of this. I want you to pay attention to the sickness in our mind. You tell a motherfucker you in the healing, you can heal a body. First thing a Christian say, some of them, only God can heal. Bitch, bye. If only God can heal, bitch, the whole goddamn world would be healed, bitch. Wouldn't be no goddamn sickness on the planet. Think about that, motherfucker. God didn't leave us hanging. What you call God? It's a system inside of you that can heal everything about you, honey. But we have been programmed, honey, to look outside of ourselves. And the first mental side come out of somebody's mouth is, well, God made doctors. Yeah, God made you. You the motherfucking doctor. You the doctor. God ain't leave nobody hanging where you ain't going to be able to heal yourself. Just because a motherfucker went to school and read some goddamn books, bitch, bye. Could they call the surgeon? Honey, there's millions of people on this planet, honey, that could put your body back together. And they ain't never went to school. They was just born. How is that possible? Because of the substance inside of us. There's an intelligence inside of us, honey. Immaculate quantum intelligence. Many of us have been in existence. We just in this body on this planet right now. See, the problem, not the problem, but what's happening is this world is changing, honey. And it's so fucking mind-blowing because we are a mind-blowing people. Like, it's all right for motherfuckers to make a goddamn car and shit, bring out all this goddamn technology and shit. But, we can't come out with nothing, motherfucker? The world already doing it. Look what man has done. Look what the world has done, bitch. So when people like me, we come out with, you know, something immaculate, a new creation, it ain't fucking good enough. All you got to say back to us is, only God can do this. That's all the fuck you can say. Only God can heal. Bitch, the Bible alone told you about the seven fucking gifts, bitch. Most of us born with all that shit. How you believe in God and Jesus so much? Well, bitch, let me tell you, I can see both of them motherfuckers. What you saying? Would you have a conversation with me? Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. Many of my brothers and sisters can see the angels, bitch. We can see evil. We can see life in other worlds while standing on the goddamn planet. Why is that a problem? Don't you call on God? Something of what you can't see? Now, shit me, if I ain't wrong, that's in the Bible too. Where you can stand in flesh and blood. No, that's actually in the Gnostics. I'm sorry. The missing books of Jesus. The missing books of all other motherfuckers too. You're supposed to be able to stand on this planet. See, if God made you right, listen, bitch. If God made you right, that means you can be born in the flesh and blood, stand on the planet, motherfucker, because God is in you, right? That means that you have the potential to stand on this planet in flesh and blood and be able to see life in all worlds, be able to see the kingdoms of heaven. Why wouldn't you be? Bitch, I know you can see God. You've been praying all these goddamn years. You see what I'm saying? Talk about thank you, Jesus. Bitch, I know you can see him. As much as my people use Jesus' name, you mean to tell me you can't see this nigga? Oh, Lord, I got to do a wake in the funeral because I'm saying the word nigga. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I got to do a wake, a funeral, and a fucking burial. You all saying so anyway. Let me go ahead and keep the party going. Christ, those dope. Okay, to my Christian and Catholic family, motherfucker. You believe in Jesus. You believe this motherfucker walks on water. He the only nigga. You know what I'm saying? You can make it through. Then, bitch, why you can't see this nigga? He did all of that, bitch. He walked on water, motherfucker. You see what I'm saying? Walked on water. He the only nigga imaginable to the Christian family where you can make it into the fucking kingdom. You mean to tell me you can't see this nigga? You can't see Jesus, bitch? But when I talk about other motherfucking life forms and I give you the names of different life forms or other races from other worlds, I'm fucking crazy or anybody else that talks about that? Hold up, bitch. Wait a minute. Hold up. Jesus supposedly not here, right? This nigga supposedly died on a fucking cross, right? To the church family, right? That makes, and nigga, see, the church family, hey, you believe in Jesus, right? This nigga not alive in flesh and blood no more like me and you, right? Okay. So that makes this nigga extraterrestrial then. Because if you see what I'm saying? Jesus is not alive in flesh and blood no more, right? That automatically makes this nigga extraterrestrial, motherfucker. But so Jesus is not extraterrestrial, right? Motherfuckers got to pray to a nigga that's not in flesh and blood because of what they believe in. So that makes this nigga extraterrestrial. But when I talk about motherfucking ships that I see, or my brothers and sisters see other life forms and their ships over the earth, they fucking crazy. Hold up, but them niggas actually, hold up, the nigga Jesus ain't in flesh no more. To those who believe, you know, the Christian family, blah, blah, blah. That makes this nigga extraterrestrial. A nigga who we thank, who niggas pray to, who give the nigga all the props or get your bills paid and fucking baby who came here safe, you know what I'm saying? Mama made it out of surgery. Oh, Jesus, get all that fucking thanks and shit. Extraterrestrial nigga. But when my brothers and sisters or people around the world who talk about other life forms, we fucking crack. Come on, man. This world is changing. It's changing. For a lot of people, until we clean the motherfucking earth, a lot of people, for what you cannot see right now, and you think we crazy, us motherfuckers you calling crazy, honey, remember the back of your Bible talking about the book of Revelations. Remember the rapture, bitch. Now, church folk, you ain't that goddamn stupid or fucking naive. You know, bitch, we in Revelations. You ain't that goddamn sanctified, ho. You see what I'm saying? So you know it's Revelation, bitch. Everybody know it's the end of times, ho. You can't tell the weather, bitch. Even them Christian folk that go to church, bitch, they even looking at the clock just like the enlightened motherfuckers. They having dreams just like you. They just don't talk about it. Some of it's quiet as cat. Yeah, shoot. Bitch, all the people who think you crazy, bitch, think I'm crazy, think you crazy, what you talk about, all right. They, many of them started going through some of these changes, bitch. About 2% of the motherfuckers already started getting on the phone and saying, well, you know, Tanya, you know, baby, I know I kept saying you was talking that crazy stuff, but you know what, baby, I start going through some things I don't really understand, honey. It's not really of this world, and I can't near call Aunt Deborah with none of this stuff. Girl, I know you, girl, let me apologize to you, honey, because I really think you might have some insight on what I'm going to, that's starting to happen right motherfucking now. All the motherfuckers that think we crazy, the enlightened all around the fucking world. You see what I'm saying? Oh, that rapture coming, bitch. A lot of these people starting to go through changes that they don't understand. They going through shit in their body, too. Doctors don't know what to tell her. A lot of them motherfuckers who think you crazy, they ain't interested in what the fuck you talking about. A lot of them gonna start calling you. Some of them is gonna be too late, bitch. They gonna look for you. This government gonna cut this goddamn grid off. It's gonna be too motherfucking late, bitch. Keep your eye on the prize. I wanna tell you right now. Believe in your motherfucking heart, honey. This world is changing. That's beyond human comprehension. That means that we coming into our true self, our true divine self, our true God self. That's what's happening on this planet. People are beginning to finally live free. They don't need help from a school system. They don't need no direction from the church. We done figured that shit out. You see what I'm saying? We done figured out we are the motherfucking church. We ain't slick. Fuck out of here. You see what I'm saying? Fuck we paying for a goddamn building for, and God gave us the planet to have ceremony. We don't need the buildings no more, motherfucker. That's why people feel funny when they go in there, motherfucker. We don't need the building. God gave us what you call God, gave us the planet, motherfucker, gave us each other. That's what we need. That's what this human race need, is each other. But no, because we was, you know, the world was in darkness and evilness. He said, drink that Pepsi. He said, Pepsi. Another example of what's happening that's foreign to the world, even foreign to me. Many of us, we've done this ancient times, thousands of years before, honey. What's happening is many of us are able to talk to each other telepathically. Bitch, it's going to get to a point, motherfucker, we ain't going to need no phone, no email, no nothing. You can think of a person and bring them to you, honey. We can talk to each other in each other's heart and hear the whole conversation. That's what we are getting to. Some are already doing it, honey. A communication, because again, why would God leave us forsaken when we all God's children, right? All right, then, there's a microphone inside of each human being, honey. A little example of that where people be like, you done talked her up. Damn, you done talked Aunt Bessie up, girl. You done talked up Jimmy, honey. That'd be a magnetic connection. What our world is coming through. It's things that, because the world is so loud, even for me, it's things that we supernatural beings, we spiritual beings having a human experience. Couple of examples of that. People will get into a car accident and total the goddamn car, walk out with a bandage. Huh? Where is that coming from? Man can't teach you that. Man can't give you that, honey. That's a higher power, honey. Why we don't talk about shit like that from school to the church? Because that would be more of an awareness for people to connect with their spirit, to understand what the true truth is, what's happening. Why do things like that happen on the planet? How can somebody get into a fucking car accident, total the car? The car ain't even identified before. You can't tell if it's a Honda. You can't tell if it's a Lexus. And the person walked out, bro. They ain't even got to spend one night in the hospital. Why is that happening? Another thing, when you sleep, now even Christian folks, Catholic motherfuckers been through this once or at least twice in your life. When you wake up and you can't motherfucking move your goddamn body, you know something holding you down. Can't nobody teach you that? Can't nobody program us? That's a spiritual event taking place. Why the fuck we don't talk about shit like that? People who call us crazy go through the same motherfucking shit. Like they breathe different breaths than us. Please. Please, a lot of people who may not be enlightened, they be waking up with scratches on their goddamn body, too. They just don't understand it. Oh, caller number one in queue. Okay. Hey, baby.
Alexis, be quiet. Hello?
Hey, who's calling? Where you calling from?
This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Hey, Angela from Myrtle Beach.
How are you, baby?
Good. Thanks for calling in.
I'm really listening to you tonight, sweetheart. I really am. And tonight, you I'm understanding. I really am because, like, some of the things that you're touching on, it's real. Like, and you are right. When people don't understand, they criticize. They talk against. And in a lot of stuff, people don't want to understand right now. But and it's not all Christians, because I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian, and some
no,
of the things know, that you
I'm
are
Christian too. That's
what
I
but
stated
what you,
that clearly.
What you're touching on, I probably missed it, baby. But yeah, what you're touching on is real, and people need to, like, they may get offended, but it's real. And I'm liking this tonight. I'm honestly liking it. I know a lot of people going to get offended. I know they're going to get offended, but it's okay. You know, in the word, my word, the word that I read and the word that I understand, it said that we will be prosecuted during this time for standing for what we believe in. So it is what it is. And people just going to have to receive stuff the way they receive. Thank you for just being Jesus.
Thank you, Angela. Much love to you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for calling in, man. For your love, sis. Ooh, it's heavy. It's heavy. Again, our world is changing. And let me tell y'all this. Like I stated clearly before, I'm not talking about all. And if I was, even if I was talking about all, it don't cost the next motherfucker nothing what come out of my mouth. It don't cost them nothing. They ain't going to drop to the fucking ground. You see what I'm saying? It's not all. It's some. Yet, don't wear a shoe that ain't for your ass to wear. You see what I'm saying? You said, what's the number? 516-453. That's probably not going to work, right? Brother O, can you help me with the number again? 516-453-9133.
I ain't going to help you, girl. You got it right on time.
516-453-9133.
You just said it. Listen, you got the number. You know what you're doing. Listen, you got another call on the line right now. Call number two on the line right now with Jesus, the one who pleases right here in Oni Dynasty.
All right, Jesus. It's been real. How are you?
Hi.
This is Poetic Jewel. My show will air
tomorrow. Hi, Poetic Jewel.
All right. You have done an excellent job tonight. I love it. It is everything that it's supposed to be. You are definitely yourself. If anyone is made to feel uncomfortable, most of the time, I just got finished telling my daughter this, you know what I'm saying? It's not a coincidence, it's what's supposed to be. If you're made to feel uncomfortable, if you feel uncomfortable, it's probably because there's some truth to it, period. And there's a whole lot of truth to all that you have to say, all that you said on tonight, so I appreciate you. I just wanted to call in to show support. The time I was writing while I was listening to you, so I was kind of in and out, but what I did here was good enough. Even if you only caught 3 minutes of it, hopefully it moved you and moved your spirit for you to get out the box and understand that there's another mindset, another way to think about things, life, and concepts other than the things that you just were taught. You know what I'm saying? We're past that. We respect the awakening, but it is what it is. I thank you, Jesus, for being Jesus.
Thank you so much. And many of us, not all of us, like I say, not all Christians, not all church folks, not all of us who are enlightened have a narcissistic mind state. Because a lot of people who are enlightened, you know, Earth is a fucking school, okay? Like now, I'm in class. I'm in my own class. Like I said yesterday in the video, I'm in my own class right now. In a class, in a school called Earth, okay? And we all learning, we all growing. With people feeling offended, even when I felt offended. That's because this the way this world was set up for us to be stressed, for us to be offended by what other people say that all come from the ways of the world, the programming of the world, the distraction of the world, the lights, the glitter, and the action of the world, all fuckery. And all of that was thrown into our face. We was led into it. Ain't no right or wrong. You see what I'm saying? Because there's a glory in that, honey. It's a transformation in that. There's a deliverance in that. And I'm talking about self-deliverance. Self-deliverance. But a lot of people who are enlightened, because we still got a ways to go, a lot of people who are enlightened, you see what I'm saying, they still narcissists want to tell you what the fuck to do. You see what I'm saying? Just like our family members who not enlightened, all the same shit. People got a mentality because this federal government, this evil elite, and the evil unseen that penetrate this earth, that work on the minds of humanity, got us. See, most of us, we done turned into the government. Don't do this. Don't do that. We sound just like the motherfucking government. And the moment somebody want to bring something to change to you, you're just like the government. No. Fuck you. You get nothing. Our people have become, girl, even within myself, I ain't know another way to be until I wanted to think for me. When I started to want to think for my motherfucking self, to use a brain that God gave me, right? You think? Nigga, God gave you all that brain and you ain't never used it. You've been letting the world use it. Call it number three. Ooh, I'm on fire, man. Man, call it number three.
Call number three. And two, you press, there you go. Yeah. Speak up, please. We can hear you.
Caller number three, what's your name? Where you calling from? Welcome to the Jesus Show.
Ta-ta.
Ta-ta. Peace, family. How you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Hey, let me show you something, sis. The things that you are speaking about have been need to be said for so long for our people, and it just seems like you transform into something that is just so powerful, and you're speaking some words that it may offend a whole lot of people, but that's not the point.
People need to be offended. It gonna break the spell that the whole world was under. We need to be fucking offended. It goes to show that we ain't never healed from a child. Most of us was never really able to be a child. We need to be offended. The same way I'm offended when certain things confront me because of my programming. That's, you get offended when you've been led and been told how to do every goddamn thing. They tell you to vote. They tell you to do this. Man tell you to do that. Man tell you to do this with your motherfucking children. We should be goddamn offended. That's not your heart. That was your motherfucking mind being used.
Yes.
It ain't got nothing to do with God. Not a goddamn thing. This ain't got nothing to do with God. Cut this shit.
It ain't got nothing to do with no goddamn Jesus, bitch. It's called we follow the ways of what man told us to do. Period, my nigga. Period. Man, I'm hot, yo. I can't wait to clean this motherfucking earth.
Speak.
Look, I can't even let the caller speak. Shit.
Speak. Just speak, sis, because you just set the fire that should have been set a long time ago. You know, we can't stand darkness.
Bruh, think about this, baby. Baby, the same message been on the earth since the earth been created. The message ain't never changed. The same goddamn message been on the earth. Civilization after civilization. You done bought Noah. You done bought Moses. You done bought so-called Jesus. You done bought all these motherfuckers to the planet to say the same shit. Bitch, I'm saying the same shit. The message never changed.
It never changed.
The biggest problem on this planet is supernatural evil. The planet is inflicted with evil that you cannot fucking see, but you can feel it. But if you really get a relationship with God, motherfucker, God will show you the unseen that's inflicted on this planet. It will show you the wicked things that creep the earth like an airborne disease. The same way a car can be totaled in a car accident and a person walk away, the same way God will show you what's evil on this planet. Bitch, it ain't always the devil, my nigga. Ain't no one nigga can tear a fucking planet up like that. And since you know the devil so much, bitch, what he look like, motherfucker?
Nope.
You ain't never seen a bitch. You'll drop to the goddamn ground, please. It's one nigga. You're the devil times 10 billion, motherfucker.
Okay. Good to hear.
Lord, let me let this man talk, Lord.
I just feel like the world is changing. You talked on some issues about the telepathy that we have with one another. I just had that conversation, and for you to say that about, I tell people, check it. You know, what be happening is the frequency of a person can reach you because they think about you, and that's us people. That we connected like that. So I've seen it work more and more over the last, let's say, 4 or 5 years, and getting in tune during the sun gazing thing, put my feet on the ground for at least 15 minutes a day. I live in Florida, so I've been down south here for a few days, and that shit been so real. And to be able to sun gaze and receive it, even health situations, there are very simple things that our ancestral knowledge bear witness to. So our people need to get back in tune with Mother Nature and understand, you know, I roll with a Congo tribe. We ain't worried about none of this shit that you see going on. And we know what time it is. We know how to move. And our people need to understand, if you only knew what was inside of you, you know, you're the key. And everything else here in this universe, in this planet, is really here to assist you. And if you knew that, you get on your shit. Because we don't fear shit. And we don't play the emotional game, and that's the church. So I'll leave that right there. Thank you. Thank you.
Much peace and love, Tata, for calling in. Much love and compassion to you, brother. Speak that truth. Honey, but I don't even know what got it to be. I know I'm always fire, honey, but it's different. Maybe it's this painting behind me. I painted my motherfucking self. Quiet as kept selling the motherfucker. You can get this painting to everybody who here on Facebook. I am all, honey. It must be me. It's two me's in this motherfucker, honey. What? Excuse me. Woo, honey. Ooh, I had to get that off. You know, sometimes you just got to go, you see what I was saying? Shake it off, or shake it on, motherfucker, whichever way you need to go. Ooh, call another four. They call it in tonight. This must be a controversial video. Call another four.
It's me again. Congratulations, Christine. Jesus power on your O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with your 35th all-time. Congratulations.
Thank you. Go me. Go me. Oh, I know they hate that. How she break a record saying all that stuff. That's what the truth do, bitch. I
thought
that
so.
You would set you free.
And just because you believe that a female dog is a bitch, first of all, let me go into that bitch. If somebody say the word bitch, just because you was programmed to believe that's a female dog, bitch, if you know Tanya ain't a dog, right? She a human motherfucker, right? All right, then it's a figure of speech. Figure of speech. And then, bitch, who's to say, motherfucker, that a female dog is a bitch? Nigga made that shit up. Nigga, now you pissed off because another nigga made up a word that you choose to believe in because another nigga using it? That right there is a fucking sickness. Yeah, the fuck it is. The world ain't gonna get better if niggas stop using the word bitch. Are you kidding me? Think. A lot of that is to distract your ass. And especially people who use what's called cuss words. You know you full of shit. People who use cuss words, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all got friends like this. Parents, too. Cousins, too. Uh-oh. People who use cuss words, right?
Mm-hmm.
They'll cheerlead your motherfucking ass all day. They'll praise you. They'll give you money, give you gifts and everything, honey. Want to be your best friend in the motherfucking world, honey. Do anything for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
They praise you online. They'll share your shit and everything. Yeah, girl. Tell them, Tyrone. But as soon as you got to confront their motherfucking ass, all of a sudden, cussing a problem. Really? All of a sudden, they was just she was all good just a week ago, right, bitch? You was just my cheerleader for 7 years, my nigga. That's another thing. People can't deal with being motherfucking confronted. People can't deal with being dealt with. You should just be all good. They be your best friend. Ride or die, everything. Be ready to lay it. Yo, I know bitches who will lay a nigga down for me. Gorilla chicks, bitch. They ain't got nothing to live for, bitch. But if you cuss this bitch out, she want to kill you. She want to kill you. You see what I'm saying? I got a gorilla chick like that. Whatever you do, just don't cuss that bitch out. You know what I'm saying? This bitch, she a gorilla. You see what I'm saying? She the bitch you call when you got problems, my nigga, and you don't want to get your hands dirty. You know what I'm saying? I keep a couple of them around, bitch. A bitch who ain't got nothing to live for. Whatever you do, do not cuss this bitch out. She will literally try to kill you. People are tripped, right? That's that bullshit. My point of bringing that up is like my sister Angela brought it up about people be offended. A lot of people may be offended. Like, damn, that go to show right there. Many of y'all have been through that with plenty of people, honey. Shit was all good, honey. Again, they was your cheerleader. They was riding for you. They'll be there for you. They even use cuss words, what's called cuss words, okay, bitch? But the moment you got to confront they ass about something and you use what's called the cuss word, all of a sudden, why you got to cuss at me? Bitch, you use the word bitch 20,000 times a week. Are you kidding me? People don't want to be dealt with. I had to repeat that twice. Our people, something else, honey, don't want to be dealt with. From the Christian family to people who ain't even in the church, honey, please. Angela made that shit clear. People being offended. Our people, we being offended. Even me dealing with being offended, that's because I needed to heal some things. I needed to deprogram my mind, honey. Deprogram my motherfucking mind. That's part of why these children going through hell, my nigga. The school is a fucking zoo. It's happening to children right now, honey. I born in the 70s, bitch. We ain't never thought to take our goddamn life because of fucking peer pressure. You see what I'm saying? Children ain't even being nourished no more. Parents, we so fucked up and so full of depression. Parents, we so full of depression, so full of the goddamn world, heartache, bondage, we ain't even able to nourish the children because we so stuck in our own goddamn bondage. Oh, bitch, I done watched Mad Generation. Bitch, I'm 41 years old. I see every generation after me suffering with that shit, man. All over again. All the fuck over again. A silent killer. Okay. Caller number four. Okay, caller number four.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is Jimmy Black. I'm the new intern. I'll be at Berkeley.
Welcome.
Online.
Okay, welcome, baby.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I just want to touch on the sensitivity of the world. Like Dave Chappelle did a little skit. You know, his jokes are so deep. Dave will tell you a joke in reverse. You know what I'm saying? To get to your head. But he was saying who makes it messed up for him in his career, right? And he was making a joke, and everybody was wondering who he was talking about. And he said, you. He pointed to everybody in the crowd. Because everybody wants to put their phones out now. You'll see somebody get hit, a car will hit somebody on the street, and people will put their phones out, not to call 911, but to get likes on their phone. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's so sensitive, but they're not sensitive to that. Like, that's the most ignorant thing in the world. But you call somebody a name, or you call somebody a faggot or something like that, it's like, oh, my God, you called him. Oh, my, you go the N-word now. Now y'all use nigger for years. Now, we want to use niggers like, oh, you can't say that anymore. Yes, I can. All day long.
Thank you.
I'll call white people nigger. Hey, nigger, my man, come here. And I love it. Dave Chappelle opened up a whole door because there was not a black man to really call a white man a nigger. Ever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dave Chappelle does it now to the point where it's like, hey, it's like, I don't mind doing it. You know what I'm saying? If you take offense, I wish you would. I wish you would. I just wanted to touch on that. But people are way too sensitive now. It's like the whole world is, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. It's like they're sensitive to some degree, and to some degree they have no emotion at all. Like how you see somebody get shot and pull your phone out and record like you Steven Spielberg. Crazy. But that's all I wanted to touch on, sis. But I'll be I think next week I'll be on the air. And you'll hear me soon.
Yes, welcome to the O&E family. Jimmy, one love to you. Come on with it. Oh, caller number 6 in queue. Caller number 6, welcome to the Jesus Show. Who's calling?
Love us.
Hey, caller number
6. Hey. Hey, congratulations, it's the Magic Man. Just, you know, I had to call
you. Hey, Magic Man, I love you, Looney, and thank you for sharing my video earlier, replay. Thank you.
Oh, you know the Magic Man is going to do that. You know, you just pure divine truth, and I just thank on your incarnation and you continue to do what you have incarnated here to do. And, you know, I'm not going to be long with it, but here's the thing that amazes you. Great show. Congratulations on another championship. But you're one of the few that's not just bold enough, but you know yourself. You're not afraid to be yourself. And that's what the average person, as a matter of fact, I won't even say average. I say 99.9% of the people have yet to get that. You know, they have been taught. They have been programmed to depend on other people to think for them. But they have yet to come into their own. And you're one of the few that I have met many times over that have came into your own. And that's exactly what it's about. Because unless you, not you, she, because you're doing your thing, right? But it's not so much what somebody else did. Unless you had your own personal experience, if you don't have a Sherlock Holmes clue at all, if it's true or not. So on that note, again, you know the Magic Man loves you. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to put it on pause, and this is the rest of the show.
Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Brother Hooney, can you let me know when's your show, please?
Yeah, my show should be on in about 2 weeks. I think, if I'm correct, I believe it's going to be January the 14th. I know it's going to be on the Thursday at 9:30 Eastern. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that is, and I'll be having a very special honored guest, a brother of mine that had watched me before I had my personal call before June 13th, 1985, and he will be on with his beautiful wife. Tune in to that. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you, Brother Hooney, for calling in. Thank you. Brother O, take me home, baby.
Listen, we do broadcasting here at O&E Dynasty. You know, I never really cared about anybody being offended. and go back to the old school Beverly Nation. I said some things I'm not going to apologize for, and that's it. And that's what me and, you know, Christine do. We talk our truth. You don't like it, you be all right. There is no Band-Aids. You're going to have to heal your cut by air. So blowing your little cut to the white meat, right, Christine? And it might heal. It might heal. That's not our decision. Tomorrow night, right here on these stations, we come in with a young lady that I know is going to do a good job for us, Christine. Her name is Poetic Jewels. She's our new intern.
Yes,
on our brand new poetry
tonight.
Show. Yes, indeed. I can't wait for her tomorrow night. You know, of course, the only host intern show, 9:30 Eastern, standard time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation's advertisers to ONE, which is Oladele and Goes Enterprise, reaches, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime, one at vetnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele and Goes at Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladele Malayo and Goes at Facebook, as well as our business page. Jesus, the one that pleases. I always love saying that. As well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay day lay. That goes for my and gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malayo and Goes, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us in the constipation tonight. Jeez, you got 2 minutes left to go in the program. That's my girl, Yami Hempstead. Stand up, y'all.
All right. Oh, 2 minutes? Oh. Great compassion to you all, healing to you all. I speak wisdom to everybody across the earth. I speak healing to those who need it. Be gentle with children. Love children. Understand children. Hear children. Be creative with children. Be easy with children. Get to know the God in children. Try that. Have a powerful day. 100. I'm out of here, brother O.